The pasuk says, "The valyidach mimenu nedach." No Jew will be lost forever. We find in the Svarim that every neshama has to come to its ultimate tikkun some way or another, but it's not always easy. Hashem gave us the Torah, which is Drochei Darchei Noyam. That is the easy path, Ubacharta b'chaim. But breaking our Yetzirah and changing our nature is no simple task. Many times we need to go through all sorts of trials and tribulations to be mezakech, to purify our neshama, and to bring us to our tikkun and to our full potential. We mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day in Kriya Shema because Yetzias Mitzrayim is something that's relevant to every one of us. Pare is like the Yetzirah. He wants to keep us in Mitzrayim and not allow us to serve Hashem. I noticed a few interesting parallels in the 10 Makas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought on Pare as far as our own struggle with the Yetzirah. When Hashem wants to wake up the Neshama to leave Mitzrayim, He sends us a trial or some suffering, and initially the Yetzirah convinces us to ignore it. After Makas Dam, it says, Vayifen Paroi, Vayove El Beisoi, V'leishos Liboi Gam Lazois. He ignored it. So Hashem sends another Makat, Tzvardeya. Something starts to open up in our hearts, and Paroi cries out, Davanta Hashem to take away these Tzvardim, and I'll send you to sacrifice to your God. But it's still just words. The Yetzirah is not yet ready to let us go. Another makah comes, kinim, and our neshama starts to awaken. Etzba elikimhi, we start to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives more. But still, vayechazak leiv parei b'lo yishama aleim. The Yetzirah is still not ready to let us go. By the fourth makah, oroiv, the Yetzirah starts to break. He needs to find a way out of this predicament. So he says to us, lechu zivchu lelikechem ba'oretz. Go sacrifice to your God in the land. In other words, you don't need to make any big changes. You can stay ba'oretz, which is the lashon of rotzin. You can stay in your Etzaynis, in your Taivis, and you could also serve Hashem. Moshe answers him, Loi nochoin lasis kein. We can't do that. Ki toyavas Mitzrayim nizbach l'Hashem alikeinu. Avodas Hashem is the diametric opposite of what Mitzrayim stands for. Giving up our self-will to God is the opposite of staying ba'aretz, in Mitzrayim. Ruchnias and Gashmias just don't work together. So Pari says, if there's no choice, it's a stira fine. So I'll let you give up your Etzaynis for a few minutes. Rak harchik lo yisarchiku leleches. But don't go far. As soon as you're done serving Hashem, you know, take off your tefillin and get right back to the way you were before. But again, even this remain just words. The fifth makah, dever, vayachbed leiv parei v'leishilach esa'om. Sixth makah, Shchin, Vayichazek Hashem Eslev Parei, V'lo Yishoma Aleihem. Finally, Barad comes, and the Yetzirah is starting to lose ground. Chotosi Apam, Hashem Atzadik, V'ani V'ami Yerushoyim. We start to recognize the bad inside of us more clearly. We start to see the lies of Parei and the Yetzirah for what they really are. Ashalcho Eschem, I'll let you go, V'lo Yisifun Lamoid, you won't have to stay here any longer. But again, he doesn't really mean what he says. Comes Arbe, locusts. Finally, Parei is broken. You can go. Just who's going? Vayomer Moshe, we're going to go with our children and with our elders, with our sons and our daughters, with our sheep and with our cattle. Whoa. That the Yetzirah can't take. L'chuna agvarim v'ivdu es Hashem. Only the men should go and serve Hashem. Gvarim is a lashon of gvura. You can serve Hashem when you're feeling strong, when you can overcome the Yetzirah. But it's not for the noshim and the taf. It's not for the small-minded, for the weak-hearted. It's not for the times when you're just not feeling it. I'll let you serve Hashem, but only when you're really feeling that strength. No, Moshe says. Binoreinu v'skeneinu bivoneinu bivneseinu. Every part of us, the strong and the weak, whether we're feeling it or not feeling it, we give ourselves completely over to Hashem. That Pari can't take. Vayigoresh esameis p'nei Pari. Comes Makas Choshech, the ninth Makah. Yetzar can't take it anymore. Pari says, Lechu ivdu es Hashem. Rak tzoinchem uvkarchem yutzog. Gam tapchem yelichimochem. Fine, serve Hashem in all situations. Do whatever mitzvah He asks of you. But at least your Bahami is leaving Mitzrayim. You're eating, you're drinking, relations, sleeping. At least the animal acts of the human body, leave that in Mitzrayim. No, Moshe says. Gam ata titein biodeinu zvochem ve'oilois. Ve'osinu l'Hashem alikeinu. Even you, the Yetzirah, through our desires and through the physical acts of this world, we will serve Hashem as well. Like the pasuk says, "Yohavta es Hashem alekecha b'chol levavcha," and Chazal say, "B'shnei yitzarecha." And listen to these beautiful words that Moshe says, "Ki mimenu nikach lavoid es Hashem alekeinu." Dafka from our behamias we will take to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. "B'chol derechecha do'eyu," in all your ways you should know Hashem. That's already too much for Pari. Al toisef rois ponai. Get out of my sight. Ki b'yoyim rois chaponai tomus. Finally comes Makas b'choyrois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings every single yid to shleimus, by hook or by crook. And ultimately the Yetzirah, the selfish ego, the desires have to be broken. Till Pari finally says, Lechu ivdu es Hashem kedaberchem. Go serve Hashem like you spoke. Gam tzoinchem, gam bekarchem k'chu. Take also the physical desires with you, uberachtem gam oisi, and by doing that, we uplift also the Yetzer Hara. So I was wondering, if this is symbolic of our journey in Avodas Hashem, why did the Yidden still need to undergo Kriyas Yamsuf? Why did Paray change his mind? And lastly, why does it say Vayhi b'shalach Paray es'am, as if it was Paray who sent us out? Didn't Hashem force him? Wasn't it Hashem who let us out? So it's interesting that the first place the Yidden came to after leaving Mitzrayim was called Sukkos, which is the concept of a temporary dwelling under the Kanfei Hashchina. As the Pasuk says, Leich teich acharai bamidbar be'eretz loy zarua, leaving their home of hundreds of years in Mitzrayim and following Moshe into the wilderness. When the Yetzer Hara sees he has no choice, and he realizes he must let us serve Hashem, finally our souls are free to let go of our own will and to follow Hashem into the wilderness. But letting go of our own will is much harder than we think. As soon as we've made that leap of faith, we suddenly realize what it means to completely let go and trust Hashem. The Yetzer Hara reawakens, and he cries out, Ma zois asinu, ki shilachnu es Yisrael me'avdeinu. How could we have let go of our self-will like that? And it says in the Pasuk, Paray took 600 chariots to chase after us. It's interesting that the word sheker is begematria 600. The root of all sheker is that kaviyochel there exists another rotzen besides for Hashem's. You see, the Yetzer Hara doesn't care to make us into bali taiva, or that we should seek covet or do other sins. He only uses those things as shoychad, bribes. Like the Pasuk says, Ki ha-shoychad yavre einech echamim. When someone gives a bribe to a judge, his goal isn't to get the judge to take the bribe. His goal is to get the judge to twist the judgment. Sheker. The bribery that the Yetzer Hara uses of taivis and kovid, those aren't his goal. His real goal is to get us to believe that our will is also a valid will, even if it contradicts Hashem's will. That there's another will besides Hashem. That's the sheker the Yetzer Hara wants us to believe. The word emes is actually aleph mem tof, the first, middle, and last letter of the aleph beis. Ani rishoin va'ani achroin umi balodai ein alikim. Emes means there's only one. There's nothing but Hashem. But sheker is oisiyos shin kuf resh. Shoichad and kuf resh carry happenstance that things just happen, that there are other forces and powers besides Hashem. And we're convinced by the bribes of the Yetzer Hara that if we don't take care of our own needs, Hashem won't take care of us either. That's the lie that the Yetzer Hara wants us to believe. And therefore Paray took 600 chariots. He took with him the sheker that our will is also valid, to chase after the Yidden. And then the Yidden cried out to Moshe and they said, Mazois asisalanu loitzianu mimitzrayim. How could you have taken us out of our self-will? Leave us, let us serve Mitzrayim. Ki toivlonu avoides Mitzrayim mimusenu bamidbar. Yes, it's not pleasant to be a slave to our self-will. But if we let go of our self-will, we'll surely die. And then the Pasuk says, Upare hikriv. Pare is actually mikarev us to Hashem. At that point, we come to the realization that there's really no escape from the Yetzer Hara. We can't break our nature. Paray, our self-will, is chasing us from behind, and in front of us is the sea. We can't live without our self-will. And that's when we realize that only Hashem can save us. You see, the Ten Makas convinced us that we have no choice, that it's in our own best interest to serve Hashem. But that's not enough, because that's still our own self-will saying, we'd better serve Hashem if we know what's good for us. Paray still believed he was the one who agreed to let us go. Vayhi b'shalach Paray es'am. We still think we can hold on to our self-will to some extent, and Hashem plays along. He made it look like the Yidden were confused in the Midbar. It says, Nevuchim heim ba'aretz. He wanted to give Paray the illusion that he still could change his mind. And the Yetzer Hara cries out, Ma zois asinu ki shilachnu es Yisrael me'avdeinu. What have we done? As if it was our own decision, based on our own self-interest. We come to the sea and we realize we have no way to truly let go. We really need Hashem's help here. We're between a rock and a hard place. You know, in the 12-step groups for addiction, they say you can't fully let go and let Hashem help you until you hit bottom. Kriyas Yam Suf was hitting bottom. And every Jew has to hit bottom in some sense. We have to come to the clear realization at some point that we really can't do it ourselves, no matter what. We need Hashem's help. And that's the whole purpose of tefillah, to bring us to this recognition that we need Hashem's help, that we can't do it alone. And that's why we daven and daven, to try to ingrain this idea into our hearts. But once we reach that point, we no longer need to daven. That's why Hashem said, Ma titzak elai, daber el b'nei Yisrael viso. Just go, Hashem yilochem lochem ve'atem tacharishun. Hashem will do the work for you, and you shall be silent. It's time to just trust in Hashem and believe He will change nature and split the sea for every one of us. So the question is, why did we need Kabbalah Satorah after all that? if we indeed reached such a high level at Kriyas Yamsuf, as Chazal say, that even maidservants saw more at the splitting of the sea than the Navi Yecheskel saw when he said the Nevuah of Maisa Merkava, so what was missing still that we needed to receive the Torah? I think the answer to that question lies in a small detail that we didn't mention in the previous talks. You see, recognizing that we can't do it ourselves and that we need Hashem to do it for us is indeed an important part of the picture. But there's another vital component that was necessary before Hashem actually splits the sea. Ma titzak elai, daber el bnei Yisrael v'yiso. Why do you cry out to me? Speak to the children of Israel and tell them just to go. Go? What do you mean go? Where? Into the sea? What, and drown? But yes, that's what we needed to do. Chazal tell us that Nachshon went into the sea and he didn't ask questions. And when the water was up to his nostrils, he cried out, Hoshieni Elohim kivo mayim ad nofesh. And at that precise moment, the sea split. You see, it's not enough to just recognize that we can't. We have to recognize that we can't and do it anyway. And that takes a very high level of emunah, to do without any understanding. And that's when we're zeichet to divine miracles and intervention. So why indeed did we need Kabbalah HaTorah after Kriyas Yamsuf? Because Nachshon was the exception, not the rule. Most of the Yidden cried out, Ki tovlonu avodes Mitzrayim, mimuseinu bamidbar. We told you, just let us serve Mitzrayim better than dying in the Midbar. But there has to be a Nachshon in order for the sea to actually split. And these are the two components that we need to have before Hashem finally makes miracles for us. Number one, the absolute and total recognition that I can't. And number two, doing means following Hashem into the sea anyway. Emunah. The name Nachshon actually comes from the word Nechishus, which means determination. And Nachshon was from Shevet Yehuda, like we spoke about in Bus 298, that the whole koyach of Yehuda and of David and of Malchus is the total recognition that we can't without Hashem. But in spite of knowing that we can't, there needs to be a Nachshon, a faith and determination that goes beyond our understanding. Only then can we merit true freedom from Mitzrayim. So although Nachshon understood this, most of the Yidden didn't have this level of emunah yet. Maybe they still needed to see the Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Be'er Shel Miriam, and the Man, and all these other things until they reached the level, 49 days after leaving Mitzrayim, where every Jew was finally able to cry out, Naseh v'nishma, we will do even without understanding. And this is Kabbalah HaTorah, because Torah is really all emunah. As Chazal say, Chavakuk HaNovi summed up the entire Torah as just one mitzvah, Tzadik be'emunosa yichye, the righteous live in their faith. So how does all this apply to our struggle with the Yetzer Hara? Rabbi Yisrael, listen to how beautiful this is, because this is really the secret of surrender. You know, for years I've been struggling to try to understand how surrender really works, and how it differs fundamentally from fighting. But I think it's really very simple. Fighting means, I believe I can do it if I would just try hard enough, but we keep failing because it's too strong. Surrender, on the other hand, means I know I can't, but I do it anyway. It's sort of like knowing that I can't jump off a cliff because I'll die, but I jump anyway because I know Hashem is there to catch me. It's really such a simple but profound idea, and it really works. And it doesn't just work for the big things, like giving up an addiction altogether. It works even for the small things, like every time we see something tempting, and we might even feel like we'll die if we don't look. There's this taste of death. We need to tell ourselves, yes, it's way stronger than me. I can't fight it. I'm not going to even try bothering, but I'm going to turn away anyway. Instead of asking myself, do I have the strength to turn away? It's really so strong, I don't think I can. No, I don't even get into a discussion. I admit, it's stronger than me. I don't care if I can or can't, because Hashem could. Koy ve'Hashem yachalifu koyach. I give away my strength, and instead I get Hashem's strength. But I'll only get it if I jump off the cliff and trust Him blindly. Because I know Hashem can do it, He'll catch me. This is really the secret of winning the Yetzer Hara. As the psukim say in Tehillim, and the mighty man is not delivered by great strength. Behold, the eye of Hashem is towards those who fear Him, looking to those who hope to His mercy. To save their souls from death and keep them alive in famine. The more we realize the Yetzer Hara is death and cry out to Hashem to save us from death, the more we're ready to jump into what feels like death and hope to Hashem, l'miyachalim l'chastoy. That's when we merit the miracle of true freedom from Mitzrayim and from the Yetzer Hara. And this is really the underlying secret of Naseh v'Nishma. If we always put our Naseh, the doing, before the Nishma, before our understanding, when we're ready to jump in, even if our understanding tells us we're going to die, that's when we're zeichet to Kabbalah HaTorah and to true freedom. As Chazal say, Chorus ala luchos, al tikre chorus ala cheirus.